You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're going to talk about long-term marriage. But the fun part is to hear Jason talk about all this stupid advice that's out there regarding long-term marriage and maintaining a good relationship. This is an important show for everyone. Stay tuned. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, why is the information that's out there now not helpful or what he calls stupid?
The solutions out there are programming methods, and there's no way you can use programming, which is forcing, tricking, manipulating, or trying to act in a way that creates a good long-term marriage.
Sure.
It's phony. It doesn't work.
Yes.
You know, and I'm going to use our language.
Okay.
A good marriage is a reflection of good energy between two people or three people. There's so many different,
variations of a relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Sure.
But it's the energy.
Yeah.
It's not, well, if you do this, this, and this, then everything's going to be fine.
In other words, it's not a formula.
It's not a formula.
All right. I like
and
that.
And we're going to be talking about that today.
Okay.
So, but let's talk about, because I'm fully disgusted. And so I've been building this up all week as we've been writing about this.
Okay.
So let's talk about all the things that don't work.
Okay? All right.
You know, compatibility. Oh my gosh. I'm like saying something bad about your mother.
Okay.
But I'm here to say that it's not about compatibility necessarily.
That is correct.
Communication. People say, oh, you have to communicate. Well, yes, you do.
Sure.
But that's not the key. That's not the keys. Intimacy, commitment, all those things.
Okay.
They're not the, if you do those things, that doesn't ensure a good marriage.
Okay.
I Googled it.
Of course you did.
You know, and this is what I found. This is right on the first page of Google, and I might find a different browser, but anyways, it doesn't matter. This is the stupid advice. It says this is the basis for
a good relationship.
Good relationship.
Okay.
Understand compromise. Oh my gosh. We've seen so many people who are incapable of compromise. You know, does that mean that they can never be married? It's the wrong approach. Show emotion and be vulnerable. Oh my gosh. Same thing. You know,
yes.
There are people that show way too much emotion, and there's people that
show not enough.
You know, if you tell them to be emotional, I mean, they have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, trust fully in your spouse. We've had so many examples over the years that we've been doing this work where,
right.
They keep things from their spouse because they can't talk about things.
Well, because they know it'll create some sort of blow up or havoc or chaos,
right,
in the relationship.
And if,
yeah,
you can't talk about it, then you can't trust either.
Yes.
You know, show physical affection. Oh my gosh. You know, of course you should show those things, be intimate, but you can't, how do you tell someone how to do that? I mean, how do you, you know,
well, I know the answer if you want me to pop in and say.
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay, I figured.
We want to keep the people on the edge of the seat.
I got it.
Until we get to the end.
Okay.
You know, respect one another. Well, of course. But if the other person's lying, if the other person's doing things that you can't respect, mm-hmm, how do you just make that happen?
Right.
It's not easy.
Right, exactly.
Appreciate each and every moment of your time together. Oh, my gosh. that is so dumb. Appreciate, you know, I can't imagine trying to force that or program someone to do that.
Right.
You know, be best friends. Well, that sounds really good. You know, be best friends. But how do you force someone to be best friends? That's like, you know, I've seen
or manipulate someone to be a best friend.
They do this in business all the time. Two people are fighting. So the boss calls them in and says, shake hands and stop fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what they do is they shake hands in front of the boss. They walk out and then they, you know,
then they
start it all over again.
They sneer at each other. Yes.
Make marriage a priority in your life. Well, oh my gosh, you know, you can't force that. So the other thing, marriage is hard work. Well, yes. Especially if you're doing programming, if you're trying to force yourself, trick yourself, manipulate, act in a certain way to make the marriage work, it doesn't work.
Correct.
Those are all programming methods. However, when you start to change the energy, it's different.
Mm.
I wouldn't call it hard work. I'd say it's difficult. Some of the most difficult things that you could do in life is trying to see yourself clearly.
True.
Uncover yourself and see how you really feel about everything. Well, that is I don't know if that, would you call it hard work?
No, actually, I was going to say what I have seen it as being is a form of an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the willingness that says, okay, I could be wrong about this. So let's see if I can see it from a different perspective.
Yes. And we're going to go through this list again in the third segment.
Yes, we are.
From a totally different perspective. Yes. And I want you to stay tuned for that. It's a big deal.
Yes.
But so, you know, one of the most common ways of doing marriage or relationships is coping.
Yes.
Which is working around problems and difficulties.
Well, and I'm going to add, and that means ignoring what the real problem is.
Or finding some sort of trick or
manipulation.
Well, if he does this, then you can go over and do this. Coping, what we found, and this is from our observation, coping creates dead, boring, lifeless marriages. And those are abundant. You know, they're all around us.
When we look around us, that's exactly what we see.
And there's a seething bitterness for a lot of couples.
I was going to say an anger, the anger that, of course, you're not supposed to talk about. So it doesn't do anything but build.
One of the things we see a lot is having friends and using other couples as buffers.
Yes.
So you don't have to be with your partner. You can be with another couple or groups of people, and they can be a buffer so that the problems in your relationship don't have to seem so bad.
Right.
You know, liquor and drugs to cope. That's, oh my gosh.
That's very huge. Common. Yes.
Creating a life outside of your spouse. There's nothing wrong with that per se.
No.
But it's
your motive for doing so.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
And then creating mutual dependencies. A lot of times couples come together because of children.
Yes.
You know, also, you know, I know that I wouldn't call it a dependency, but if something happened to you, I would probably starve for the first week.
But he could go look in the freezer and see that there's meals already done.
Well, so, and if there's something happened to me, you know, she wouldn't watch TV for a week.
Well, I got to tell you, I'd have to actually call a TV company, but I'd have to figure out which one it is first,
you know,
or the streaming service or whatever it's called.
Mutual dependencies are not a relationship, however.
Yes, exactly.
And fixing household items, being grandparents
or parents.
Know,
yes.
Those are those mutual dependencies. We see a lot of couples that do that.
Yeah, we do.
You know, I need him for this and I need her for that.
Right. And don't get me wrong. We actually do that with each other, but we also,
it's very conscious.
It's very conscious.
Very intentional.
Yes, very much so.
So, I had one, I remember this one client.
Actually, it was my client.
Was it your client?
It was my client. Yes.
Did she say it to you or said it to me?
I think she said it to both of us because I asked you a question about what do you see about this or that.
Well, we were talking to her.
We were talking to her together.
Well, and she said, you know, I do fine with my husband as long as we're not together. And I laughed. I remember just laughing. Is it like, I thought she was
making a joke.
But she was dead serious.
Yes.
And that's how she saw her marriage was that as long as she doesn't have to be with her husband,
right?
And by the way, we found out later that he was difficult for anybody to be around.
Yes,
you know, no one liked him, yes. Even including his family. Yes. And you know,
no anyway. One, especially his family.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
So you know, these are all examples, and we're not giving these examples to depress you, but there's no quick fix. There's no recipe. I guess that's the point today, is that.
And the other part of that is that when you see that these problems, you can do something about these problems. This is a show worth listening to.
Yes.
Because we know from our past relationships and what we brought into our relationship, we saw it was very, very dysfunctional, and that, but we knew, we figured it out, by the way, by using the clearing, the ecosystem approach, we could do something about it.
Yes.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
You can't program your way to a good marriage by forcing or acting a certain way. Mm-hmm. Most advice doesn't tell you how. Mm-hmm. So people just will try and program themselves into a good relationship.
Correct.
It doesn't work. Yeah. No. Long-term marriages that use coping mechanisms and workarounds become dead, lifeless, and boring.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach helps you have an energy approach to life and to marriage in a way that is truly amazing.
Exactly. This is in the next segment. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to work with a spouse who is thinking everything is fine and is resistant to change or improvements, or just unwilling to do anything. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way, every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Too many people go too long forgetting their true soul purpose. Join me, Gina Gale Gray, every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific in Savvy Solutions. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find your soul oceans now in my show. Learn how you can release the wall around your heart and follow your emotional being back to connection and compassion. Visit AnywhereMindBodySoul.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to work with a spouse or a partner who is thinking everything is fine and is resistant to change or improvements or just unwilling to do anything. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, we've seen so many couples where one spouse is unwilling or unable to do anything on behalf of the relationship. What should someone do in that case? What should the other partner do in that case?
Well, actually, it's one of the most common circumstances. Mm-hmm. And for us, our objective is never to make bad marriages or relationships work.
Correct.
You know, in fact, sometimes divorce, breakups can be healing and cleansing, like a get out of jail card.
Yes, that's true. Know?
And I want to address one other situation. Just thought of it, but
okay.
A lot of times when we get married, there are vows, promises.
Yes.
And I know, to me, I take those promises really seriously. But when we talk, you know, a lot of times, there's some sort of moral or religious rule that's pointed to.
Yes.
That says, okay, well, this is why you have to stay together. But when we talk to God, and we do that directly, yes, and which we think everybody should be able to, there's never that, that's never been the prime directive. The prime directive is growing and learning,
right,
as a person.
Yes.
You know, so when you...
As a person first and a couple second.
Yes.
Yes.
And so what we see as bad relationships or difficult relationships can be really confining.
Yes.
Can reduce growth, can keep people from moving forward.
I've actually seen people use the bad energy in a relationship. They use that energy to get sick and leave the relationship by dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yes.
More than once.
And we see people who literally take themselves out by creating diseases. Which,
yes,
is a whole different show. We'll,
yes,
talk about that sometime.
Yes,
but
we will.
But so the point is that divorce is necessary when a person, when your partner refuses to change or unable,
correct,
to change.
Correct.
You know?
Yes.
And we've seen so many people that almost become martyrs in bad relationships.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought of it from that perspective. Yeah,
it's you know, they basically are sacrificing themselves,
correct,
on behalf of another person that doesn't help that other person.
Exactly. Well, first off, they're not helping themselves.
Yes.
And if you want to say it or see it from a perspective that everybody has an understanding of, that type of relationship is trying to fit a square peg in a round,
yes,
hole.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And so what do you need? Well, you know, from our perspective, if people were growing up the way they were designed,
mm-hmm,
and you would do that if you were using the ecosystem approach with,
right,
your children from birth,
yes,
which is to uncover who they are from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So you would be clearing them and talking about their emotional story,
right,
when they're 2 and 3 years old and all the way up through.
Correct.
So when they became 20 or whenever, or of dating or marrying age,
right,
20, 30, whatever it is, they would know themselves.
Yeah.
Enough to know, yes, that person is for me or that person isn't for me.
Correct.
But in our world today, it doesn't happen that way,
right,
because of programming, because of all the dysfunction. A lot of times we throw ourselves together out of a form of neediness.
Oh, and I have to say that's one of the biggest things that people do. Oh, let's see, I'm 30 or I'm going to be 40 or I'm 25, whatever it is. And they go, oh, that's right, the rule is I'm supposed to be married by this date,
yes,
or time.
Yes.
And
it can be very dysfunctional doing
very
that
much.
Way,
yes,
and creating a relationship out of neediness or,
mm-hmm,
or some sort of loneliness and not wanting to be together.
Right.
It doesn't have to be bad. It can just be dead. And I know for me personally, mm-hmm. and Patricia and I are both this way, but boring.
He's not calling me boring.
Having a boring partner
is fate worse than death, in my opinion.
I think so, you know. And
by the way, our relationship is anything but boring.
So, you know, we see neediness as one of the biggest killers of free will and choice.
That's correct.
Fairy tale thinking, staying in a relationship because of what it could be.
Or what Jason actually calls it is magical thinking. In other words, we think, well, it's supposed to be this way, so I have to keep trying to make it be this way.
Yes.
It's really hard.
You know, and fear of being alone. We were just talking about that, but oh my gosh. Fear of being without the money from the other partner.
Correct.
Some sort of companionship. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that say, oh my gosh, if I move out of this relationship, I'll be all by myself. Mm-hmm. And that's scary for a lot of people.
Yes, very much so.
We had this client a long time ago who was telling us about this self-improvement program she was going on, where people would have to go out into the wilderness and be by themselves for, I think it was overnight or two nights.
Okay.
And it was amazing how few people could do that.
That's true.
Just be alone, be left to their own devices.
Right.
You know, not be around modern conveniences, but just be able to just be with themselves.
Yeah.
It's scary to some people. Well,
and there are some people who silence is a fate worse than death.
Yes.
So, yes, I get that one very much. So,
you know, just the idea of feeling like you belong.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear this a lot about how people are being co-opted into conspiracies and groups, cults, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And be out of a need to just belong, just have an identity. And belong to something that they can feel that they're part of.
And that to me is that's really an awful way to have to do your life.
So I'm sure there's people out there now that are thinking, well, okay, I'll just, you know, so I'm not going to go get up an AK-47 and start shooting people. So I'll just stay in this dull, boring marriage instead.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, that's not what we're trying to advocate for. So,
at all.
So divorce is really can be cleansing and, you know, mm-hmm. it is very beneficial. But here's the other point, okay? Divorce is not the best option when the problem is within the partners. So when you have two people that are working on themselves and trying to be better, mm-hmm. it's inevitable that you're going to be throwing this negative energy at each other.
Correct.
We did that in the beginning.
Exactly. And especially when you don't understand that energy is
the like
problem.
A third person.
Is exactly. Yes. But we were taught, both you and I were taught, and everybody else that I know is that you take those energies that are in between you and you throw them back and forth at each other, and it's blame. It's a form of, it's the blame game.
Well, and we did that in the beginning where we would literally recreate our emotional story.
That's correct.
In our relationship.
Yes.
And then blame the other person for it.
Exactly.
You know, and that happens over and over.
And by the way, I actually remember very clearly that when we had spent a Sunday afternoon, this is before we quit our jobs, and we had spent a Sunday afternoon throwing that negative energy back and forth. And I don't remember which one of us said it, but I believe it was you. You said, why are we doing this? We don't have to do this. And we both looked at each other and we started laughing. And we started laughing because we realized we have the greatest tool in the world. In fact, it might have been the basis in which we started the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. So here's what we see, okay? You know, in any sort of dysfunctional relationship, there's one person, there's another person, and then there's this third entity, which is negative energy.
Right.
And this negative energy, it's not one or the other. It's both.
Yeah.
It likes to sit there kind of in the middle and say, I'm going to get these guys to fight. Oh, look at this.
You know? Exactly.
And throw it back and forth. And it's, in a way, this negative energy feeds off of it.
And then it builds.
It builds, you know, off the fighting and the conflict and
yes,
all of that.
And the blame. Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
And typically you can find where the source of that negative energy is when you look at your emotional story.
Exactly. And in fact, I saw my parents didn't fight, but my mother's second marriage, they fought like cats and dogs continuously. And it was so uncomfortable to be in the house where that was. It was awful.
So here's the possibility.
Okay.
If you're out there now and you and your partner are willing to apply the ecosystem approach together.
Correct.
The possibilities are amazing. It's hard to put into words.
Yes.
You know, but the connection that we have and what happens with us, we see the benefits of mm-hmm. using the ecosystem approach when both people are using it. It's amazing because usually when we work with people who there's one person in the partnership that says, I don't believe in that crap, you know, blah, 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 you know,
right.
I don't like that energy stuff. You know, they dismiss it. They won't do it. They won't even think about it. They won't even talk about it.
And so I'm going to jump in there and say, so where does that leave the partner that's doing the ecosystem approach?
Evolution is always still really important.
Very much.
As you start to do that and start to know yourself, you know, you can either decide to stay for whatever reason, mm-hmm. or then have the strength and resources to go for very positive reasons.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So if this is getting to you right now, mm-hmm. go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free section. We're going to talk about that going forward. And we're going to talk about that list again in the next segment.
Okay.
But shall we?
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Divorce can be cleansing and healing. No benefits by being a martyr.
Mm.
A partner who is unable or unwilling to grow creates an impossible situations. Partners can waste their life. The best situation when both people in a relationship are working on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Great possibility for success.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach is designed to help couples to work on themselves first for the best possible relationship.
I love it. In the next segment, we're going to talk about real things you can do that change the energy. Whoa, for a great long-term marriage and or relationship. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? you, we created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about real things you can do that change the energy for a great long-term marriage and relationship. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, we know that the advice in the first segment actually wasn't very good, meaning the one from Google. In fact, it was almost laughable. What can a person do to have a long-term marriage and/or relationship?
Well, and this sounds self-serving, but it's the ecosystem approach. We developed the ecosystem approach because when we came together, we had both had previous relationships. They were not very good.
They were dysfunctional as all get out.
We knew we were here to do something really important.
We did.
And but we had our relationships up to then had been such a distraction.
Well, I was going to say they blocked us.
They blocked us
from bringing what our soul purposes were into this lifetime.
Yes, our life purpose, our soul purpose. Yes. And we wanted to express that in the world. We said, how can we do that?
Yeah.
Well, and that was the basis for creating the ecosystem approach.
Correct.
So here's how.
Okay.
Okay. Know your emotional story. Now, that sounds like programming, but we talk about how to do your emotional story.
Right.
And if you go to our website right now and sign up, you'll start to get this. So
what is our website, Jason?
TheEcosystemApproach.org. And you'll get a weekly newsletter that has the clearings for that week. Mm-hmm. And use those clearings because clearings are cumulative. Because that's what we say. You know your emotional story and then clear that story constantly, consistently, and specifically.
Correct.
And the real power of the ecosystem approach compared to others is that a lot of them don't go far enough.
Correct.
They don't go deep enough.
Yeah.
They use programming techniques. That are labeled as spiritual or energy techniques, but they really are programming in disguise, and programming cuts you off from your soul, your essence,
the essence of who you are.
And what the ecosystem approach is really, it's actually deceivingly simple.
Yes.
We try and make ourselves available so that people can ask questions. It's not that the ecosystem approach is difficult. It's that what we've learned up to now is so far off from the way we were designed.
Correct.
That when we try and go from what we've learned all of our life, whether it's been 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever it is, and try and go and do something that's really basically very simple, it seems complicated or it seems difficult.
Well, and one of the things that the ecosystem approach does through clearing consistently, constantly, and specifically, it unprograms, it deprograms you.
Yes.
And a lot of us, myself included, at first I didn't know exactly what to do with it. Well, what do I do with this now? But what I realized was that it was an opportunity to see myself and my past from a different perspective. And instead of being weighed down by it or being a martyr because of it, as you were saying earlier, what it does is it enables us to go, oh, that is not, I choose, that is not what I want.
Yes.
And I want something more. I want something better. I want something easier to live with.
I had a client just yesterday told me that he felt the drift.
Yeah.
And what he was saying is that he's been programmed all his life to be programmed. So when he's not getting a program from the outside,
yes,
he doesn't know how to go inside to that place inside of you, which is your essence, your soul, that knows exactly who you are, what you should be doing, where you should be going. We don't have that connection. That connection is kind of fuzzy. It's like a bad connection on the radio or a TV where it goes in, the picture goes in and out. It takes a while to get there.
Yes.
But it's worth the journey because it's amazing.
It totally is. And by the way, Jason and I wouldn't give up today our relationship for what was in the past. And
we wouldn't take 20 years of youth.
No,
you know, to go backwards, to go to that awful place because we didn't know we had our emotional story. It was right there on our sleeve. We were wearing it everywhere we went, and it didn't help us.
And one of the things that programming teaches is to take that emotional story from our past and throw it at the partner,
yes,
or whomever or whatever relationship.
So if you're trying to work out, you're really not working it out. You're just throwing it at the other person. You're not getting it better. If you instead focus on yourself,
correct,
clearing your own emotional story.
And by the way, not being self-absorbed.
Right.
There's a difference between focusing on yourself and being self-absorbed.
Yes.
Being self-absorbed is not the answer.
Focusing on your negative energy that's attached to you.
Yes.
Because that's what's causing the problem.
Correct.
In your life and in your relationship.
Correct.
Yes. You know. So let's go through that list again. Okay.
Okay. And I promise I'll do my best not to laugh.
Well, it's different now. Okay. Because all these things, understand compromise, show emotion, be vulnerable, trust fully in your spouse, show physical affection, be intimate, respect one another, appreciate each and every moment you spend together, be best friends, make your marriage priority in your life. That happens naturally for us.
When
as a side effect
of the ecosystem approach.
You don't have to program yourself to do that.
And by the way,
it just happens. Yes.
And we were so surprised by it that we both went, hey, we could really do something with this and not only help ourselves, but help others.
Well, and it's not like there was a switch that was flipped.
No, not at all.
It's not a quick fix.
No.
This takes a while and it takes a lot of dedication.
But it's also fun.
It is fun because as you start clearing and you start seeing power that you get from that clearing.
Correct.
It can be really exciting.
Well, and not only that, but the laughter that you and I have had, and I realize you and I are both people that really like to laugh. It comes natural to us. But the laughter that we've had, not only at ourselves, but at each other.
Well, that's true. The truth is that my bad jokes would not be funny anywhere else.
And wait a minute. I know.
It's part of the clearing that negative energy.
Exactly.
And it's unique to us.
It really is. So, but everybody has a uniqueness
about
them.
So for your partner, figure out what that uniqueness is.
Yes.
But
yes,
you don't have to figure it out. It happens naturally as you start saying, oh, this is who I am.
Yes.
Oh, this is,
yes,
this is the authentic me.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, our marriage, I have to say this.
Okay.
Is our greatest asset.
It really is.
You know, and we say that all the time. We know that. We don't have to appreciate each other because we just do.
Yes, that's true.
You know, we clear the negative energy and you know, we don't want to be with anybody else because we can feel their emotional story and we have to compensate for their emotional story.
Right.
It's so much easier just dealing with each other because we know our emotional story, each other's emotional story backwards and forwards as our own.
Yes.
And we're constantly clearing it. Well, you know, one of the things we do in the morning. And again, this is unique to us. This doesn't mean that you have to do this.
Correct.
It's not a technique.
No.
You know, but one of the things we do in the morning is we have a half hour. We get up a little bit early.
Correct.
And you have coffee, I have tea. We used to have coffee together. It doesn't matter what.
Don't give him coffee. Well, okay. There's my advice.
More jokes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, but the truth is, it's just our time to be together. We clear together.
Exactly.
We talk about what we're here to do. We talk about our purpose.
We do.
We reconnect. And then we can't wait to get back and connect with each other. You know, we work in the same household. You know, we work You know, our offices are right next to each other.
Correct.
It's not like we don't see each other, but we can't wait, you know, after we've done, you know, 3 or 4 hours to reconnect and say, okay, we did that. I did this, you know, all those things.
Well, and the truth is, I truly enjoy Jason. And it's not just because I'm supposed to, it's because I truly authentically enjoy him. And don't get me wrong, he's not perfect and neither am I. But we have learned to understand that imperfection that we have when we take it to the other partner and go, oh, I felt this way today. I was angry about this, or I was hurt about that, that sort of thing. The other one will support and say, you know what? Let's just clear that.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal. It's awesome. And it's amazing. Join us in the ecosystem approach.
And I have to say, it's hard. It's difficult.
It can be.
And it can be time consuming. It depends on your emotional story.
Correct.
You know, not everybody is the same. It can take a long time.
It can.
And it's not like it's a place to be. It's not like an objective.
Correct.
It's more of a path. Because
yes.
We can't wait for the next 10 years, the next 20 years.
Oh, exactly.
Because we're going to keep growing and growing and
correct.
And see what this lack of negative energy can do.
Oh.
With having these real resources that people don't believe that they have
exactly.
in the world.
And you know, one of the most phenomenal things that I've seen is that because of the ecosystem approach, physically, both Jason and I can do more today than we could do 20 years ago in so many different ways. It's so awesome.
You know, the self-knowledge is amazing. When
yes.
you start to know, that's who I am.
Yes.
That solid part within
yes.
me.
Yes.
You know, so it is amazing.
Yes.
So let's do the key points.
Okay, Jason, what are the key points?
The key to a long-term marriage is for both members to apply the ecosystem approach for both people.
Correct.
Long-term marriage starts knowing your emotional story, then mm-hmm. clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically.
Mm-hmm.
It almost sounds too simple. Bad behavior in marriage comes from the energy of the emotional story that has not been cleared. It's not because the other person is the bad one.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to put it all together for long-term marriage, as well as all other aspects of your life. That's
right.
Why we do this show every week.
Exactly.
So we can tell you how you can apply this to different aspects of your life.
Exactly. Real fast, because we are running out of time. Jason, tell everyone how to do the clearing.
All you have to do, you can sit, stand, walk, you can be laying down, mm-hmm. Standing on your head. Your posture doesn't matter.
Correct.
When we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, or specific emotions, just gather those up in your mind's eye, in your imagination, blow them into the processor.
Lydia's going to put up the processor,
yes.
We hope.
Yep. And if not, you can put it in the trash can.
Yes.
The processor takes that negative energy and processes it. And so it comes out the front in terms of it becomes neutral.
Exactly. Not only helps you, but helps the environment as well. We've got enough negative stuff around us.
Yes.
And we'll all talk to you about the second half of that in the next segment. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you clear so you can begin to put into place what you need for a long-term marriage and or relationship, or just have clarity about your current marriage. So you have vision for a great life. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed, and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. and check out my website, damayanti.store.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Choose the new earth on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you clear so you can begin to put into place what you need for a long-term marriage and or relationship, or just clarity about your current marriage or relationship so you can have a vision for a great life. Jason?
So here we go. We do this really quickly. A lot of people are frustrated because they try and conceptualize this, and we're on to the next one.
Yes.
And don't worry about that. It's very forgiving. And if you're worried about that, or if you have concerns about that, go to our website right now and sign up for our free section, because it's all written out there.
Yes.
And you can do it again at your
at your pace and your time.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, and doing it more than once is very helpful. So here we go.
Truly.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that long-term marriages are the result of good energy in both people. Take a breath.
Put and those throw barriers. Throw them in the processor that's up on the screen. And now we're going to shorten it a little bit and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that programming or acting does not change the energy or even make it better. Take a nice breath and throw that negative energy into the processor or garbage can.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have about my marriage and my relationship with my partner.
Yes, take a breath.
Just take all that stress and energy and put it in the processor.
Because when the stress isn't in the way, you have better clarity about what's going on.
Yes.
That's right. And to eliminate any feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that comes from being with a partner that I know is not best for me. Nice and easy. Take a breath. By the way, notice we didn't say that partner was bad. That's not what we're talking about here. Go ahead, Jason.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that I can't act or fake that I have a good relationship. It comes from the energy.
Correct.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I have to start by working on myself first and doing the clearing. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have about being powerless and a victim to my partner in a relationship.
Yes, take a breath.
And
to eliminate the barriers so I can see that I have to understand my emotional story and then do clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense resentment that I have because I feel all my problems in my marriage are my partner's problems. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing that a great relationship comes from my evolution first. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that bad behavior in marriage comes from one's emotional story. So just clear it.
There you go. and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that marriage can be the greatest asset or the greatest curse. Take a breath, nice and easy.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see that all problems I have with relationships start with my emotional story.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that humans are designed to function best in positive relationships. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Now, we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. Follow along. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and have laughter and love so that I can see and know that all the relationships in my life that are in my life right now are because that person has something that I need to understand or get some clarity about myself first. Nice and easy. Pull in that positive energy. Let it go all the way through your body. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Turn around and ask right now that life force energy help you remove negative energy that's blocking you. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to have a vision for a partnership that connects to my soul and is the greatest asset in my life.
Take a breath, nice and easy. Pull it in and blow out any negative energy left over. And to activate life force so I can trust that I have the power by clearing my emotional story to determine the quality of my relationships. Take a breath, nice and easy, pull it in and let it go all the way to the tips of your toes and blow out any negative energies that's blocking you.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on my emotional story for better relationships, especially with a partner.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and have love and love of myself and love of life so I can heal and know that the ecosystem approach is in my highest and best interest starting right now today. Take a breath. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energy that's left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
How to have perspective. It's really a valuable ability. And we're gonna show how you can have perspective using an energy approach.
Nice.
And all sorts of different situations.
Okay.
We're gonna talk about it from a geeky standpoint of data interpretation for business and science.
Okay.
For decision making, for health conditions and diagnosing difficult diseases or unknown diagnoses.
Okay.
You know, And even with relationships, it's one of the people want perspective.
Yes.
You know, when people come to us about a difficult marriage or whatever, they want a perspective. What should I do? How can I look at this in a way that's out of my own?
And how to get out of your own way.
Yeah, exactly.
But the question is, or the statement I want to make is, this is kind of a great addition to the show we just did.
Exactly.
All right.
Relationships is where you want the perspective for the most,
right.
most important way.
Okay, good.
So did today's show touch your heart? Mm. Is there something about your relationship saying, oh my gosh, I need to have that.
Okay.
I need to have something better in my life than the relationship that I have.
Okay.
Well, this is what you do.
Okay. Jason, how can I make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of my life? I know several people are asking that question out there.
Listen to our show every week.
Okay.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for a free section.
Okay.
That's really important. And then do those clearings, because the more you do the clearings, it builds up.
And you gain clarity from all of it.
Yes.
By all means. What about Facebook?
You know, we have a Facebook page. You can see us there if you want to see the video, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. If you're there on Facebook, please like us. We really like that.
Okay.
We like to have those likes. And
Are we good with all that?
We're good.
Okay. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.